Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is Value Side at the Close. The stock market rallies off today's earnings, and then some second thoughts. That and today's market comment, coming right up. Well, you knew that today was going to be a good day right from the beginning. Well, actually, before the beginning. Before the markets even opened, a dozen or so major companies announced their latest corporate earnings. The remaining big three banks were reporting today. JP Morgan announced their very positive earnings yesterday. The three remaining banks are Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America, and all three followed JPM in providing positive numbers this morning. But then, as the day wore on, we started to see a couple of the banks, notably Wells Fargo, U.S. Bancorp, and Bank of the South, turned down. Also Progressive, the car insurance people, finished the day lower. And they did this just as it was announced that 10,000 workers were going on strike at John Deere & Company. This followed all those flight disruptions with the airlines over the weekend, and it sure seems like labor issues are now really beginning to brew in the economy. And these financial companies are the most reliant on their retail banking business. A disruption with American workers would be bad news for all three of these banks, Wells, U.S. Bancorp, and Bank of the South, and it would also not be helpful for Progressive Insurance. Now, we need to watch this carefully to see if anything continues to develop in this area. But no matter how it does develop, there's one group that we can always rely on to guide us through in economic difficulties, the regional bank presidents of the Federal Reserve Board. And I think it's James Bullard, president of the St. Louis Fed, who summed up the current Fed thinking. As you know, the latest minutes from the FOMC showed a sharp division in the Fed over whether inflation is here to stay or if it's just temporary. Will inflation dissipate or will it persist? And in one of those statements that makes the Fed so famous as the home for oratory in the modern U.S., Mr. Bullard said, and I quote, "I would put 50% probability on the dissipation story and 50% probability on the persistence story." Well, far be it from me to disagree with the Fed. So to sum up today, it was all green everywhere with stocks, bonds, and precious metals, oil, and Ethereum all up. Only Bitcoin was down today, and we'll chalk it up to just a bad day. Stay tuned for today's market comment. China treats the U.S. as if it's a colony. Well, we call it the supply chain. And by that, most of us generally mean that we're having a difficult time getting those everyday products that we use. The store shelves begin to empty. We call it supply chain issues. Auto plants have to stop because they can't secure the computer chips needed to build their cars. It's the supply chain, don't you know? Even the Federal Reserve points to supply chain issues as the reasons for our current bout of inflation. And here's where this supply chain issue gets real. We're about to embark on an entirely new course in our monetary policy to fight an inflation that's caused by, you guessed it, the supply chain. But what if I told you that this is all wrong? That our current inflation issue has a basic structural cause, that our economy, as currently structured, is designed to be inflationary. And what's more, last night, China demonstrated it. You see, last night, China reported on the prices of their true supply chain, called the Producer Price Index. Now, the PPI is the current price of the raw materials used in producing the finished products that China consumes and sells to the rest of the world. And like everyone else, China's supply chain is having real issues, reflected in their producer price index, which was up by a whopping 10.7%. That's an all-time record. China, like all the rest of the world, is indeed having a great deal of difficulty sourcing raw materials. Food, like the corn and rice America sells to China. Energy, like the coal America sells to China. Minerals and metals, like, well, you guessed it, America sells to China. Are you seeing a pattern here? It's America which sells much of the raw materials to China, and it's from America, at least in part, where China's elevated producer prices come from. Fair enough. So if China's economy operated like our own, wouldn't we see record high inflation? After all, that's how we're told it works in the USA. But no. China's inflation barely registered at a mere 0.7%, less than 1% inflation. And incidentally, inflation in China declined from the month before. How can this be? Answer, China is a major producing country. In fact, the world's largest producing country. And yes, the higher raw material cost does impact China, but only very slightly. By the time the Chinese factories turn out their finished goods, those higher raw material costs have been passed along. You see, real pricing power is at the factory, not at the farmer or the energy producer. China absorbs raw material increases and just passes those increases along. This is not at all what's happening in the USA. America is buying those finished goods from China. We don't have a supply chain at all. We buy comparatively few raw materials from offshore. What we really buy the container ship full, is finished goods. Those same goods that China is happily using to pass along higher raw material costs to us. So we don't have a supply chain. We're not getting supplies. We have a finished product chain. It's China that has, for a very long time, had the pricing power in this equation, undercutting American producers to gain market share for years. And now that the times are tough, passing along any raw material cost increases that they may incur. Ironically, many of those raw materials came from the USA. It's a model that is literally hundreds of years old. It's called mercantilism. It was, by the way, the model that the European empires of the 17th and 18th century used to colonize the world, and it's the way that China is colonizing us. We don't have a supply issue at all. We have a finished product chain issue, and it's because we've become a proto-Chinese colony. And that's The Value Side for Thursday, October 14. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.